We are on Daf, Zayin Lamed Aleph. Let's just start again from Veloy Lirboit, that's the second line from when the line starts getting wide. Omar Rabbi Elazar Loishanu Elopachim Gdoila. The Mishnah told us that a behemoth is not a muad to be roivet on a keli, to sit down on a keli. Hama abaloza leshono ala pachim gedoilem, this is, if you have a large pach, it is not ulchei for a behemoth to sit on it. And if it's mazikit, so that's keren, it's kabanosa lazik. Avo pachim ktanim, but pachim ktanim ulcheihu. That is ulchei, and therefore, it's chayibalt's regal. So the Gemara, Leima Messiah, Abahema Moedes, Lalach Kedalka Lashabe, Ulamayech, and it will squeeze or press as a Odom, Besa Behema, Besa Kalem. So that means, here it says, it is a Muid to be Mamayech Kalem. So we have a Raya to Rabbaloza, and here we're speaking about Kalem Ktanim. Pachim Ktanim, and that's Ulchei for behemoth to be Reivitz Aleihem. And the Mishnah is speaking about Pachim Gedoilem. So the Gemara says, it's no Raya, Dume Minatzad. Perhaps this Paraisa that says it's Muad Lamayach is not speaking about that it's sitting on top of it. It's speaking that it squashed it. It was a narrow area, and while walking, so it squashed it into the side of a wall. So that is Iche Ulchei, but could be Revitze Afilu Bepach Mktanim is not considered Ulchei. Let us see what Rashi says about Pach Mktanim Ulchei Lirbeitz, to sit on them, to rest on them. Bimrovz Aleim B'shus Harabim Ptura, or B'shus HaNizik Hayevis Nazik Shalom, the Tilda the Regalo, it's a Tilda of Regalo. Leima Mesaile Beina Medes Lemaye, Umas Nisen Ktoni, Deina Medes Lilbeitz, Alavadai, Mas Nisen Begdoilem, the Mishnah is speaking about Pachim Gedoilem, Ubaraisa Bekelem Ktanim, Beyelodim Ktanim, Ubebehemo Ktano. So the Gemara says it's no right, Rabbalosa Dulmi Menatzat, Haide Ktoni Medes Lemaye, the miyach is lav bervitz. It doesn't come about through sitting on it or laying on it. Ela minatzat kshehim aleches. If a behema is walking, v'yesh b'tzido kelim, and next to the behema there are kelim, memachosam beinu lekoisel. So if there's not enough room for the behema to walk through this narrow area, without squashing the kalim, so that's called regel. V'zui shemarno azika begufa derech hilucha v'avetolda the regel. But could be revitze is always atolda the keren afilu by pachim tkanim. Ika da amri. Now there's a second lashon. Oma abaloza leitema pachim gedoilim hu delav ulchei. Avo pachim ktanim ulcheyu, ala filo pachim ktanim na milav ulcheyu. The second lotion is pumfakert, that Rabbalos is coming to tell us that pachim ktanim is also not ulchey, it's keren. Meisvei, so on this lotion we're asking a kasha, ulamayi chasodam esebeimu besakelim. We learned that behemah me'edes lemaich esakelim. So lochayre we see that speaking about pachim ktanim. Amar abalozo dil meminatzat. Could be speaking about minatzat. Ike deromi lo mirmo. Others ask this for a kasha. Nan v'loy lirbeitz. The Mishnah says that a behemah is not a mu'ud lirbeitz. V'hasanyi we learned the bereis al maich esodem v'sabehemah v'sakelim. And on this pircha, Marabalosa leikasha kan bepachim gdoilim, kan bepachim ktanim. Zakti Gemara Baita. We have here the Mishnah is telling us, Azei, Vari, Vadoi, Vanomer, Vabardalis, Vahanochosh, Re'elu, Mu'odim. all these minim are mu'odim mitchilosim. We mentioned yesterday, machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns the mu'odim. Afilu b'neshiche b'chol nezikin. They're born mazikin, kabanos and lahazik. These are born mazikin, therefore they pay nezik sholem. So it's like a shir amud. And Tosfos learns pshat that we are speaking about. It's mazik. It's ulche to be mazik. The oifen achila, that means it will eat an animal. Through killing, so this killing is not called keren, it is called shame, because that's the way these animals eat. They're not vegetarians, so that is the tchune, that is the teva of these animals. So mamela, if they'll and so mamela, if they'll eat something, derech harigas habehime, that'll be. That's shame. That means mother mitchilos, and this is called shame. It's if it will be eat, if that's the normal procedure, how this behemoth, how this chaya eats the behemoth. And Taisa says anochosh, even though it doesn't have any anoch from the chila, but since that's the tchune, that's the teva of anochosh, yishach anochosh, so that is considered regal. That's the machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. We speak of here's the din of keren muad, of here's the din of shein and regel. Now we're going to have a difficult gemara to understand, and we'll try the best our capabilities to try to explain it a little bit. My bardalis, we have here the Mishnah enumerates the muadim et chilosam. So, which is a leopard, we understand. What's a bardalus? Omar Rav Yehuda Nifrezo. Like the Gemara, my Nifrezo. Omar Rav Yosef Apo. So, Koponim, we know that a bardalus is an Apo. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks Akasha, how can you say a bardalus is an Apo? Rameir Eimer Afat Savua. Rameir is Moisev on the Mishneh. We have here Zei Variva Doiva Noma Vabardalo. In the Bardalist, which you said is an Apo. And Rameir Eimer Afat Savua. Atzavua is also from these Mu'adim. Rabbalaz Eimer Afanochosh. V'omar Rav Yosef Tzavua Zu Apo, a Tzavua is an Apo. So now, so this is problematic. He says, if a Balbulus is an Apo, so what is Rameh coming to say that a Tzavua is also from these Chayis, and that Tzavua is also an Apo? So that's a Balbulus. What is Rameh being Moisef on the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Loi kashe, kan b'tzavua zocho, kan b'tzavua nekeve. We'll see Tula Shainis and Rashi, that the Mishnah is speaking about the one, and Rameya is speaking about the other. Which one the Mishnah is speaking about, which one Rameya is speaking about, that we'll see Tula Shainis and Rashi. Fine. Visanya, now the Gemara brings a baraisa, but we'll see from this is a difference between a tzavua zocha and a tzavua nekeve. Not stamazeh, he's a zocha nekeve, but there's a yesodistic difference. Tzavua zocha la'acher sheva shonim nasa atalif. Tzavua zocha after 7 years becomes an atalif, a bat. Atalif lacha sheva shonim nasa alpod, alpod lacha zayin shonim nasa kimush, kimush lacha sheva shonim nasa choyach, choyach lacha sheva shonim nasa sheit. Period. Now, just I'd like to mention, it seems there are two mahalchim how to learn pshat in this Nasa. The Tzavua Zocho is Nasa. The Iyun Yaakov says, Mairi La'acha Shameisu. It's speaking about these animals after they died. V'kalu va'ovdu, and they're completely disintegrated. Nishtane gufam l'dmusach, all of a sudden, from the offal that's there, from the remains of the tzavue, it becomes a different animal, becomes an atalef. The Maral and Chedushei Agodis also seems to say this. Dava havein, ki ilu hatmura shenishavu, that what it changes from a tzavua becomes an atalef, etc. Af al gav, de ein hashora ela nefesh shalehem. By animals is no Indian of hashoras hanefesh. Vaguf gam kein kolov anifsat, and the guf is also kolov anifsat. Mikol mokim kachu seder avaye shenisav azer chazer. On hashoras hanefesh, on a guf, and that's what happens. After 7 years, you had a dead sabu azochal, you'll find bimkoimoi a talif. So this is how these two mafoshim learn. The Yaivitz, Dagos Yaivitz, Afanot, says if you'll ever observe a silkworm, and the procedures, what happened with a silkworm, all the stages that it goes through, so the Gemara won't be shver. We see it in the silkworm. Mechazal knew that Sabu Azacha also has these stages, so it would seem from the Yaivitz that Bechayehem, they transform from one mean to another mean. So, Pslachayra, there's Chilukei Deis Pshat in the Gemara. In the Bereise. But now we have to understand how did we fend for the Kasha? So let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Afat Savua, Ahani Nifrizo Apo, that's what we said, Rabbi Yosef said, my Nifrizo Apo. Afat Savua, Ahani Demasnis and Moisef. Rabbi Meir is Moisef at Savua. Va'omar Rabbi Yosef beduchta achitin, Rabbi Yosef said someplace else, Savua zu Apo. Umide Moisef Rabbi Meir Apo, Mechlal de Baldelis lab apo. So you see, a Baldelis is not an apo. Rame is Moisif and a Baldelis. A Tzavua. And a Tzavua is an apo. So the Gemara says, Loi Kasha. So Rashi says as follows. This is the first Lashon of Rashi. The Baldelis de Masnisin hu Tzavua Zocha. The Baldelis of the Mishnah is a Tzavua Zocha. Va'olov koma Rabbi Yosef tzavua zuap. That's what Rabbi Yosef said. At tzavua, he's speaking about the baldus of the Mishnah. We asked before, my baldus. Rabbi Yosef said nifrezo, my nifrezo oma Rabbi Yosef apo. And Rabbi Yosef said in another place, at tzavua is an apo. In at tzavua, at tzavua zocher is an apo, and that's Hainu Tzavua Zohar, Hainu Baldelis, Hainu Nifrezo, Hainu Ape. They're all one. V'Rab Meir Moisif Ab Tzavua Nikeve. And Rab Meir, so Memela, so we know like this, that the Baldelis in our Mishnah has a lot of names. The Baldelis is a Baldelis is also a Tzavua Zohar, a Baldelis is a Tzavua Zohar, that has many transformations. And that's what the Mishnah is speaking about. That's called an apo. And Rabbi is telling us, a tzavua nikeva, which does not have all these transformations that a zoch is also a mud metchilos. Fine. Rabbi Yosef, a tzavua nikeva, the loish me apo. Ode Rabbi Yosef, That what Rabbi Yosef said, Tzavu as an apple, lava the Rameyer, it mean, he wasn't speaking on Rameyer. El Baumit me, he was saying, and this Bereise, can the sign, there's a Bereise that says, the sign, Tzavu as Zoch, Ola Acha, Sheva Shonim, becomes an Atalif, etc. So this Tzavua has many transformations. Alma Tzavua Zocho Mishtane Lekamo Minim. It's Mishtane. Hilkach Korilo Bardeles Venivrizo Vaapo Kach Motzosi. So this is, so our Mishnah is speaking about a tzavua zocho, which has many transformations, and Rameyer is coming to be Moisef a tzavua nikev. Fine, but we have to understand what's the shakla betaria. Somehow perhaps we can understand the names that are showing, since there's so many transformations, that there's so many names. But what's the machloikis? The Tana holds Tafka Tzvua Zocho. He holds Afila Tzvua Nekeva. So the Shita Mekabetzer says as follows. The Itzrich Rameya La'asufi. Rameya is saying a Chiddush. You have to appreciate. The Shema Dohoyel De'enei Mishtane Shayich Boitarbis. This is what the Shita says in the first Lashon of Rashi. Now, let's understand what the Shita is saying. Hazei v'ari v'adoi v'anema v'abaldos v'anochosh arei eilu mu'odim. Rabbi Lozor Omer, bizman shein b'nei tarbos einon mu'odim. So Rashi said, Shegidlon Odom Bebeisai. So now we have here a machloikis, Rabbi Lozor in the Tanakhama. The Rabbi Lozor said, if you'll be Megadol an Ari, Besoich Beischo, you'll be Megadol a Baldelis Besoich Beischo, it's not a mood. This is not a mood that's already, they can be tamed, they can become more civilized. If you're Megadol it, it's not a mood. And the Tana Kama disagrees. The Tana Kama disagrees. In Israel, he says, no, these cannot be tamed. So now, Rabbi Meir is Moisef, I'll tell you something else. Atzavu Nekeva also can't be tamed. That's the Chiddush, that's what the Shita says. The Shema, Dohoyel de'ene mishtane shayich boi tarbus, since it doesn't change, so it's shayich tarbus. V'loitei somebody says, no, even at Zavu Nekeva, that can't be changed, that doesn't have to transfer, does not transform to many different types of animals. It's also not shayich tarbus. Now, so now, if we'll learn according to the Yavetz, that we're speaking about transformations b'chayeya, it's similar to telas hameshi. So memele, it could be pshat like this. In order to tame a chaya, it's an avoidah. So it could be a bardalis, since it's always in the process of changing, so you don't have enough time to tame it. You can't tame it. It's, here it's this, and it's going to become this, and it transforms into this. So it could be, it's impossible to tame. That's a tzavua zocha. A tzavua nekeva is kavua v'kaime. A tzavua v'kaime is kavua. This is it. It's born a tzavua nekeva. It's going to die a tzavua nekeva. There's no changes. So I would think a tzavua nekeva is ben talbis. A tzavua nekeva is a ben talbis. is Kamashmul Ramei, so that's the Chiddush of Ramei. So that perhaps is a halba tzore, if we say it changes, the transformations occur b'chayayim, so then I can understand a little the Chiddush of Ramei, that even though it doesn't change, it still can't be a ben talbus. That's the Chiddush. But if you learn according to the Maral and the Yunyakev that all these transformations are la'achem yisosom, so what's getting me wrong that la'achemisa changes? So since la'achemisa is going to change, that's why it cannot be a ben talbus. And if la'achemisa won't change, it could be a ben talbus. I mean, what does that? As the way the Maral said, the la'achemisa it's completely disintegrated, there's no Asharas HaNefesh. So according to this first Mahalach in Rashi, I don't understand how the Maral and the Inyakev learned Pshat. Perhaps according to the Yaivitz, we can understand a little. This is the first Loshon of Rashi. Kach Motzosi. So according to the first Loshon, the Mishnah is speaking about Atzavua Zochel, which transforms into different meaning. Rav Yosef is speaking about a tzavua zochel, and that's why it says so many names. And Rav Meir is Moisef a tzavua nekeve to tell us that also it's a lav ben talbus. Lishne achine v'ika. Now Rashi says, I'll tell you a second lashon. V'ikahu. Masnisin b'tzavua nekeve. The Mishnah is speaking about a tzavua nekeve. That doesn't change. But Rameya Moisev Tzavua Zocha. Rameya is Moisev Tzavua Zocha. V'tavayu Mikri Ape. Both of them are called an Ape. A Tzavua is called an Ape. V'sanya Tzavua Zocha. And I said, about this is a Tzavua Nekeve. That's called an Amma, my Baudel is Rabbi Yosef and Apo. And Rabbi Yosef is going on Tzavua, Rabbi Yosef is going on a Tzavua Zocho. So that's also an Apo. Umishum de Mishtane leberia acheres itzerich leisufi bahedye. Since it will become a beria acheres, so here's the other way around. The chiddush is in Rameya. Rameya is telling us that an apo, even though it's not a apo forever, it's an apo only for 7 years, and then it's become a talek. So it could be. So this is an ataleif, a bat, is not a chaya. This is a chaya now, which is in the process of becoming ois chaya. That means, so it has in its genes that it's, after 7 years, it's completely changed. But we have to understand that it's a slow process, but it is in a process of changing. So could be the tchuna of chaya is a tzavua, that's born a tzavua, will remain a tzavua. So that's a real chaya. A tzavua which is in the procedure of becoming ois tzavua, that's a tzavua zocha, I would think that this tzavua isn't a chaya, because it's just like the mafoshim say, when a person is born, as each day progresses, he's a day closer to the misa. So each day the tzavua is a day closer to becoming a tzavua, to become an atalev. It's becoming, so that's the chiddush of Rameya. The chiddush of Rameya is that even though every day it's one step closer to become ois tzavua, but kol zman that has this form of a tzavua, it's mud mitchilos. V'loi shamati, others say is Rashi Tevis, v'lishna achiti shamati. This is what I heard. This is kach matosi, but v'lishna achiti shamati. Okay, so this is... Now let's go further. Shadra shalodim, let's go back to the Gemara. The shadra of a person, the spine of a person, now here they say, I mean, really the Makar of the Yaakov was because this is Zicha Lacha Misa. So that's what he wanted to say, that everything is Lacha Misa. But this is Lacha Misa. Shedrei shel Odom La'acha Shevashonim Nase Nochosh. To become a Nochosh. That's if he wasn't Kareya B'moidim, then the Shedra will become a Nochosh. Now, let us see Taisvis on Amid Beis, on Tezayin Amid Beis, the second Taisvis. Vuhu Deloikora B'moidim. Now, Taisvis is going to explain this Inyan. It seems it's an einish. If a person was not kireya b'moidim, if a person was not kireya b'moidim, so his shedra after 7 years will become a nochosh. Lefi shemitzvosai lechoya. So Taisvis explains the how do we understand what is the sibbe of this. Of this einish, there's a mitzvah to be kireya by moedim. V'chi zokiv kechivye. And after you kireya by moedim, you get up like a snake. Kida askeren berav sheishes b'meseches brochis. Is mido keneged mido. So that's the mida keneged mida, that's the einish, v'nase nochosh. He says, one should get up like a snake, after moedim. So if you bend down, you get up like a snake. If he never bent down, so by moedim, he never got up like a snake. So it's a mida keneged mida, v'nase nochosh, so it becomes a nochosh. What's so bad about this? He's dead already. But it seems that it's a gnai, the gufa odom, that a chelik of the gufa odom becomes a nochosh, that's not a complementary transformation, that it becomes a nochosh. A nochosh is a oru, and thus, and now, perhaps we could understand this a little bit. There's a Meiridik Teiris Chaim. The Teiris Chaim explains over here, Bemison, there's, we Kereya, Lav Tavke by Moidim, Kereya by the Brocherish by Ovis, Trilo Besoif, here the Gemara goes to Moidim. So, the Teres Chaim explains, Moedim is a Moedik Ebroche. And what we say in Moedim, he says, really, we should really say every second of our lives. But a person can't do this every second of his life, so Kaponim, 3 times a day we say Moedim. He says a person has to realize that we are kuloi dependent on the Rabbeinu Shleilom, mi'alef atof. The Chazal tell us, on the posse, keil an nishome tahaloko, al kol nishime od nishime tahaloko. You're breathing, please, don't take this for granted. You're breathing one breath, a second breath, tahaloko. The Rabbeinu Shleilom made you able to breathe. So when it comes to Moedim, we say, Al Chayenu, we're living, and Mesurim Biyadecha. It's not we're living, it's Mesurim Biyadecha. Vanish Beseinu, Apkudo Yisloch, but we admit, Nagavuchi says, Amoyredik Yisach, that Moedim is not a lotion of thanks, Moedim is a lotion of admitting. Like Kaidos Baldin Kimei Edim Domi. And perhaps let me just say for a minute, let's deviate a little bit. I once heard a kasha from someone. I wanted to say a teretz. It says that Dalet Srichen Lohides in the Indian Haido called Mtaide, Dalet Srichen Lohides, the Ivrayamim. The whole midbores, chaylish and isrape, yaitzim ibeis asurim. You bring a kolbum toide, baal tzrichim loides. So I once heard a kasha that the Yidden, when they left Mitzrayim, they were yaitzim ibeis asurim. They went through the yam, so the ivre yamim. They went through the midbor, chaylish and midbores. B'shas ma'an teire, all them became nisrapei. So it's chaylish in nisrapei. So l'chayre, ganz klal Yisrael were chayiv. For each occurrence that occurred, there we should be machayiv ateide. We don't find in any place there were makriv teides. This was the kasha that was asked. This was the kasha. So I wanted to say a teretz. I wanted to say as follows, that there's a Moiradike Taz, the Taz in the Rechaim says, there are two broches. There's one broche, this is two simonim in Shulchan Aruch, there's one broche that when an Nes occurred to a person, he says, a broche sh'osali, whenever he passes by this place, he makes a broche, sh'osali Nes pamokim asa. A Ness occurred, he makes a broch. It wasn't a Ness, he says, Hagoymel Achayogim Toivis, Shegmolani called him, say, Bichos Hagoymel. And in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down a scenario which is not a Ness. You don't say Shosali Ness, but you say Bichos Hagoymel. And what is the scenario that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch? That a person was walking on a deserted street, and Listim came, and they wanted to kill him. And all of a sudden, a policeman passed by, who, wah, he gets rescued. So, Shosali Nespa Mokimaza you cannot make, but you make Birchus Adoyim. So the Taz explains, what's pshat? Was it a mess? Wasn't a mess. The policeman, that's his route. He came 5 minutes early. What's the pshat? So the Taz says as follows. A mess that we make a broche b'shem o malchus shosali nes b'mokim hazeh is dafke, it's nire b'ayim, it's etzbalikim. You see, Claude, that's a taicha nes. There's no other way to understand this. Policeman came 5 minutes earlier and he passed by. It's not a etzbalikim, it's you can't make a brocha, shosali nes pamokim hazeh. This brocha you won't make. But you say, dalet tzrichen lohoides, I'm moide, and again there, he does a loshen, I'm moide, I'm toile bashkoche. I'm not going to go away. Who was I lucky the policeman passed by? Such a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. I'm moid, it's from the Rebbeinu Shloilom. But since it is not undisputable that it's an esgoli, it's not an esgoli, one could understand this differently. So you have to be moid. You have to admit. You have to admit that no. I'm not saying it's a coincidence. I'm not saying I'm lucky. I'm not saying it's my mazel. I'm toile bashkoche was the Rebbeinu Shom that was mazman this. And hagoymel lechayomim toive shigmalani kol toi. Atoide is a lotion that if I'm waiting Sade Kabbalah, Atoide is a lotion not of thanking, of admitting. Dalet Zrichen Lohoides, who was Yotzami Beis Asurim, Oivre Yamim, Oilchemit Boris, he went on the Yam, nothing happened, an uneventful trip. No. This was Ashgochi. You went through the Yam and nothing happened. You went through the Midbar. You were sick and nothing happened. Rashi called, you got healthy if you got sick. This is a mess. But it's a mess nista. You have to admit that this was a mess and you have to admit this. And that's the Kolben Toide to admit that this is a mess. In Mitzrayim, in Kriyas Yamsa, V'holchem Midbarius, and Kailish and Yisrape, what the cash was, why didn't they bring Toidus? There was no mokim to admit anything. It was clear, black and white, this is a maisenes, Yitzis Mitzrayim was Nisim, Kriyas Yamsa was Nisim, the by Matan Torah, Kol Chayush Nisrape was Nisim, Deichem Midbarius, there was Ananim, everything was Nisim, it was clownness. If you see a Nes Goli, I admit it's from the Rebbein Shalom. We don't need you to admit over there. This is called Mais Hashem. For that you don't bring a Taida. A Taida is when it's a Nes Nista, when it's obscure, when one could try to convince himself that it's something else, and I'm admitting that it's Min HaShemayim, then you bring a Taida. I'll call upon him. Let us get back to the Teiris Chaim. The Teiris Chaim says that's Birchas Moedim three times a day. Three times a day, I'm admitting, Al Chayenu Am Surim Yodecho, Neisecha Shebucho Yom Imonu, I'm admitting and declaring, Rabbeinu Shalom, everything is from you. That's the Inyan of Teiris. And therefore, that's Indian of Maidim. And therefore, you have to bend down. You have to be machniya yourself. You're not independent. You're very dependent. Chayena mesurim biyadecho. Be machniya yourself. Now, how does this come to the Nochosh? It says, when you bend down quickly. Und v'chizokiv, zokiv kechivya. Now, there's two pshotim in the Zokif Kechivya. There's one pshat that when I say a nochosh gets, it's a very slow procedure. It doesn't jump up like a spring. It's very slow. There's another pshat they bring down from Darizal. Darizal said, Ki Zokif, Zokif Kechivya. Why do you say two times Zokif? Ki Zokif, Zokif Kechivya. So Darizal says there's two Zokifis. The first zakif is he lifts his body and his head is still bent down. And after he lifts the body, then he lifts the head. But al kaponim could be the zakif kechivye, either it's a slow motion or it's this two steps till I'll be able to stand up again. This is showing that Rebbeinu Shalom, reality, I should be down the whole time. It's not pshat, I'm indebted to you, and I'm we're living in a world, I can't be al gechayin chateilech. So good, the Rebbeinu Shalom is the zaykif kefufim, of al kalponim. It's not, I'm not running away from the kriya, I'm not running away from the ishtachavoye. That's the gather of Zokiv Kechivye. Now, if he wasn't Kaireya by Moidim, so that means there's no need to be indebted. I mean, he says the Moidim without a Hachno, so that means, I say all the words what it says in the Siddur, but the Hachno, which is truly deserving, by him there's no Achno, he's not be Machni himself. And could be the Achno is nearer through the Skifa Kechivya. So Memele, so it's a Mida Keneged Mida, you did not want to do a Maisen Nochosh to show that you're a Nichna, so that's the Einish, you'll become a Nochosh,
that which is a gnai. That's gilya. V'yesh mefarshim. Now a second pshat. Mishum damrine b'medrash sheyesh etzem b'shedrei shel odom shemimenu noitza la'osid lovoy. Now in the shedra of a person, there's many vertebrae in the shedra. There's one vertebrae, there's one etzem, which when all the bones disintegrate, one bone does not disintegrate. And this bone remains la'acha misosoi, and from this bone the person will be recreated by Tchias HaMeis. Shimimenu noitze la'osid lovoi, va'oisoi etzem chozok. This is a very strong bone. It doesn't disintegrate like all other bones. V'koshe kol kach she'en ne'esh yochel l'selfoi. But it's undestroyable. And filo ne'esh can't burn it. V'hashte k'she'oisoi etzem nase nochosh. That's pshat. This bone becomes a nochosh. It loses its characteristics. Like this was a bone that was indestructible. It becomes a nochosh. Is einechai lost lovoi? So he won't. So if he lost his bone and became a nochosh, so memele einechai lost lovoi. This atawa the same pshat. So memele. So it means this bone becomes a nochosh and he loses his opportunity for tchias ameis. That's pshat. And it's a gnai, it's much more than that. So Taisus does not like this pshat. Ve'ein tzvor eloime she'einish godul kol kach b'shvil oven ze. Kol yisro yeshem chelik leilu maboch. I mean, it doesn't say the one who wasn't kereya by moedim. So Taisvis does not like this pshat als the chaymer ha'ovim. I'd like to say something. I don't know how true this is, but let me give hakdome. The chinuch says in the Agdoma to the Chinuch, Ibinza Yerushalmi, Kol Pitetaya Bishin Pitetaya Deiraisa Tovin. And the Pshat Yerushalmi is like this, that a person plapples, he says some things, that everything is Eiskalten. So if he's speaking about other things, is Bishin. So what are you plappling about? It's Kol Pitetaya Bishin. If you know clearly, say it. If you don't know clearly, don't say it. But if you're speaking in Divrei Torah, you want to explain something. It is right. It's not right. It's not bad. And the Chinuch said this on himself. How can he write a sefer on mitzvahs to explain reasons of mitzvahs? He's so far from that. To explain the a reason in a mitzvah. But kol petitaya deraisa tovin. So what we're saying now, perhaps it's also Nichlal and Petetai in the Eraisa. I think, I was unable to look it up, but if my memory serves me right, I think Rabbi Yankiv Emden in the Siddur says, this etzem is called Luz, I think, and it's brought down that the Luz is not Nene from any Suda, only from Suda's Malava Malka. So, very interesting. It's only Nenef and Sudas Malava Malki. So Rabbi Yankiv Emden Dachser may want to say a beer in this. This bone is only Nenef. So we find two characteristics on this bone. This bone is a Mordike bone. This bone is very strong. It's the Trias HaMesim will start from this bone. And this bone is only Nene from Sudas Malava Malkis. So what's the connection between these two things? So Dachsmi says, Amurah de Kizach. He says, when Adam Arishin ate from the Eitz Hadas, so this Achila had a very detrimental effect on himself, on, and his wife, they all ate, and they gave it to all the chayes. This eitz hadas had a very detrimental effect on whoever ate from it. So maybe the whole world became niskalkel. But the person has one bone that doesn't derive benefit from food only from Malava Malkit. So that means when the Eitz Hadas was absorbed in the body of Adam HaRishon, so every Eva, every Etzem, every, got a chelik of the Eitz Hadas. So Mamela, there was a gzeire, b'yayim achol chemenu mois tomos, there'll be misa. So every chelik of the Adam can't exist. It's mois tomos. This bone, they had no shaykhis. When the Eitz Hadas got absorbed in the body of Adam HaRishon, this only is nene from Sudas Malava Malke, that's where it gets its nourishment from. It doesn't get nourished from other achilas. So we have one bone in the body of a person who is mufke from Misa. The gzeira of Mois Tomos is not applicable to this bone. So Mamela, that's what Rabbi Yanke Ben says. So Mamela, that's the skula of this bone. So perhaps we can say that the achila of the Eitz Hadas brought with it different pieces in the Gufa Adam. Before he was like a malach, now he has in himself different tchunes lois, and therefore he's olol lemisa. Could be this inyan of the nachash. This is what Teres Chaim says. The nachash came to Adam HaRishon. And the Nachash came with a taina of kfire. He said, there's no Rabbeinu Shlalom. He says, no, I told you not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, because when one eats from the Eitz Hadas, he ate from the Eitz Hadas, the Rabbeinu Shlalom, he became a boire. That's how he created everything. You eat from this, you become a boire. So Mamela, so the Nachash was a kaifer belekim. It wasn't, and so you'll do the same thing, you'll also become a boire. It could be this action of not being machni himself to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. That means the kriya by moidim is a person could have a yetzahor, it could be a baltaiva, a balkas, a balgat, whatever it can be. But could be from the chet of the Eitz Hadas, he doesn't become a koifer. That could be whatever was absorbed from the goof, he won't become a koifer. By not being machni himself by moidim, so he's saying, in other words, I'm independent. I'm not dependent on, it's not al chayeno hamesurim biyadecha. I'm independent. So it could be this is a chet which will affect this luz also. That means the achila of the Eitz Hadas affected all other, only affected those which receive nutrition from the Eitz Hadas. So whatever priestessin came out, misin dos came out from this achila. But it could be this is more like, this is a koyach of kfire. By not being machni yourself, by saying that I'm not dependent, it's net chayena mesurim biyodecho, so could be this anhoge is bekoyach to be poigim the etzem which as yet was not nivgam from the Eitz Hadas. Let's go further. The Gemara says further, Amamal, Rameir Oimer, Afat Savua. Rameir says a Savua. Rabbi Loza Oimer, Afan Nochosh. Rabbi Loza said a Nochosh. Now, we have to understand, we had in the Mishnah, this is the Lashon of the Baraisa. We had the Baraisa, Ramei Roima Afa Tzavua, Rabbeloza Roima Afa Nochosh. So from Afa Nochosh, it would seem that Rabbeloza is comparing all these other chayis to a Nochosh. Or a Nochosh to all these other chayis. Afa Nochosh is adding it on the list. Later we have in the Mishnah, Rabbeloza Oimer Bizman Shem B'nei Tarbis Einon Muadim V'Anochosh Muad Lo'ilo. So we see that Anochosh Rabbeloza holds is different than all the other chayis. They're not the same caliber of all other chayis. Anochosh is always a Muad, and these can't be tamed. And that's the Loshon in the Mishnah. And the Loshon of the Baraisa seems to be saying Af Anochosh. It seems they're all on the same caliber. They're all the same. So the Gemara asks, Rabbeloza on this Baraisa said, Af HaNochosh, which seems to be saying that HaNochosh and all the other Chayis are equal. But Nantman, in our Mishnah it says, Rabbeloza Reimer, Bizman Shehein B'nei Tarbus, Einam mu'adim, v'anochosh mu'ad lo'ilo. So, the Baraisa, Rabbeloza and the Baraisa does not stim with the Rabbeloza and the Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, t'ni nochosh. Don't be goyres af anochosh, anochosh. But anochosh take is different than the others. Anochosh, there's no concept of tarbus by anochosh. Af anochosh mitoni af mechlal de Rabbeloza havu inach moodim like anochosh. Vanat na Rabbeloza reim anochosh hu muud aval hani loy. Simo says that's speaking about a tni nochosh. Let us see Taisus. Rabbeloza oimer bizman shehem b'nei tarbos einon muodim. So Rabbeloza says that there is a possibility you can have a lion, a tame lion. If you can tame a lion, it's not they're not muadim. That's what Rabbi Lozer says. Chumim disagree, but Rabbi Lozer holds like this. Tame. Praktoisvus the bereish perikama de Sanhedrin man. There's a machlokes the Tanakam and Rabbi Lozer. You need a bezen shelchov gimel. That if a lion goes and pounces on the person and kills the person, so what happens? You go and take him to bezden, and you have a bezen kemisus abaylum kach misus hashoyach. You go and take a bezden and there's a dan, you have to weigh them, and bezden paskins is chayiv skila, that will be cycling. That's what the Tanakam holds. Rabbeloza says, you have to wait for them to kill, and then you need a bezden with a ganze mind. Meh! Kol akoidem lohol gezoch. You see a lion on the street, go kill him right away. Don't, you have to wait, he should kill you first, and then they'll kill him. And then you'll take him to Bezden. It seems that Rabbeloza did not hold of animal rights, al kaponim, not by lions, al kaponim, yeah. Umefarish Rabbi Yochanan Bigmore, and Rabbi Yochanan explains, Af al pi shaloi himisai, even though he never killed someone. The Tanakhama said, if he killed someone, then you take him to Bezen, you need a Bezen shalchav gimel. Af al pi shaloi himisai, the ain lahem tarbus, they can never be tamed. These are atom bombs, you can never tame them. The ain lahem bailim, a person is never permitted to be megadol a lion, and these are mazikim, And Memele, so the Hefka, he has no right to be Megadol them. He is, so it's not called his. So Memele, you see one of them, you just kill them. Don't wait to read the headlines and the next day's news, who this lion killed. You killed them before they start killing someone else. So Akaponim, we have a Rabbi Lozer in Sanhedrin that said a statement, a lion you can't train. You can't, this is another, all of these, Ari, Bazei, Badoi, Vanomer, Babaldalus. So Rabbi Lozer said, you cannot tame them. They're untameable. Einlem Talbis, that's what he says in Sanhedrin. In our Mishnah, he says, listen, now what it says in the Mishnah, that Nari pays Nezik Sholem, that's tough, if he wasn't tame. If he was tamed, he's like a kitten. So Memele, then there'll be Keren, there'll be Chatzi Nezik. I mean, that's, so Vishtim Titzvei Rabbi Lozer. This is a bitter geschäft. Weimari, it's a mordike kashe. The Hoche Garcine Rabbi Lozer, Shehu Acher Ramei, our Mishnah is the two different people. Here is Begeiris Rabbi Lozer, Shehu Acher Ramei, he lived in the times of Ramei, and that's why, after Ramei, some Amele, that's when the Bereis it says, Ramei, Af, and then Rabbi Lozer, Afanocha, she was in the times of Ramei. Bohosom Garcinen Rabbi Elezer, Shehu Kaidem Rabbi Kive. So fine, a lady, the two different Tanoim, Rabbi Lezer in Sanhedrin holds, Eilem Tarbis, Rabbi Lozer, and Baba Kam holds, Yeshlem Tarbis, no problem. Miu Akatikosh. Okay, so we took care of the Ari and the Zeiv. Akatikosh, Dosnan, we learned in the Mishneh, Vanochosh Muad Lo'ilon. Anochosh, there's no the differences of opinion. Anochosh is muad loyla. Aliba de kulalma. That says in our Mishnah, Afilo Rabbi Lozo holds anochosh. There's no concept of tarbis. Vahosam meforish Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says pshat Rabbi Lozo. That the pshat Rabbi Lozo. I'm sorry. That Rabbi Lezer says, Kol HaKoidim Behem Zocho, and then you don't need a bezin, you just go and kill him. So Reish Lakish says in Rabbi Lezer, Vohu Shehim Misu. That means like this. So Rashi in Sanhedrin explains Reish Lakish as follows. The Tanakhama says, if you have a Nochosh that killed, a Nochosh is one of these, take him to Bezdin. Bezdin Shulchan Gimel, you kill him. Rabbi Lezer said, no. That means we're speaking, Reish Lakish is telling Rabbi Lezer, if a Nochosh killed, then we see that the taming did not help. If the taming didn't help, so then there's no, then it's Ein Lem Tarbis, and then you don't need a Bezdin. Is this Rabbi Lezer is being chaylik on the Tanakama. The Tanakama held you could tame an animal and it's not hopeless. It killed? No. A sheir also can kill someone. A sheir is not a sheir can kill someone. So you misses a bailam, kach misses a sheir. You take it to Bezdin and you give it skila. I mean, it's a Rabbi Lezer said, a snake, let's talk about a snake. Rabbi Lezer said, a snake, if a snake kills, that's a raya that he's from the untamable chayis, and then you don't want to schlep him to Bezdin, and call a kaidim, I'm sorry, you kill him right away, if he killed. But if he didn't kill, then there's no cheshesh like tarbis. According to Rabbi Elezer and Sanhedrin. That's Reish Lakish as Pshat Rabbi Elezer. And here we have our Rabbi Elezer, who's the big maker, he says, Anri Estarbis, Evin Estarbis, but Anochosh? A nachash doesn't have talbis. So that's the problem. Mia katikosh, does not a nachash mud loyla, alibe de kulam. That's what it says by us, Bill, according to Abelosa. Pohosam, meforish leishlokish, vuhu shehi misoi. If a nachash killed, then you can kill him kolakainim by zocha. Avoloye misoi loy. Kesava yeshlam tarbes, vyeshlam bailam, afilu anochosh. So is the habitual geschäft. So how does these two things fit? Va'ima Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, the hosom bikshurim bishal shalois. We're talking about like this. Anochosh, that is nothing that is hampering him to do what he wants to do, that nachosh is ein lem tarbis, you'll be a snake charmer, no. A nachosh without any hamperings is this amud loylam. We're speaking about over there, that is a nachosh that is, when he goes with chains. And so we took away a chelek of his freedom, and that's how he's been brought up. That's it. He's, his whole life, he's been in chains. The shaila is such a nachosh who's been accustomed to not complete freedom. Can that nachosh become tamed? I mean, see, he has a different life already. He has a life of, he was already, his ritzoinus were thwarted from the beginning. V'ayim ha-rabbein itam dosen b'kshurim b'shal shalois, k'neri b'gahar k'shaloi. The be'inyin zeh, they're already yesh lem tarbus. V'ayin lehem lehol gemel kem emisu. V'tarbus tohoch ha'ainu shegidlon b'beisoi. So he says we're speaking about two types of taming and training. Here we're speaking about without hindering his freedom. So here we say, well, if you don't hinder the freedom of a nachosh, forget about it. He's amud loylam. There we're talking about a nachosh who his freedom was always hindered. Could he become a ben talbus in this matzah? So that Rabbi Lezer holds, he can become a ben talbus till he kills someone. Va'oid yesh lechalet davkelin yizeh yesh lem tarbis she'ein lahem lahogim kol hakoidim ele im keim himisu. Aval le'inyin, that means yesh lahem tarbis, that means as follows. Rabbi Lozer had said Ein lehem tarbus. But then according to Reish Lakish, ein lehem tarbus, so that means after a nachash killed, so we see the tarbus did not accomplish anything. If a nachash kills a person, we see the tarbus did not accomplish anything. There is no need to take him to Bezni Shalchav Gimel, kol hakoidim bem zocha. That's after he killed ein lehem tarbus. Before he killed a person, and we've been taming him and training him, so then Abulosa says, Yeshlam Talbis. Yeshlam Talbis. That could be. Yeshlam Talbis. Could be that this training had some effect on him. And therefore, She'ein Lehem Lahogam Kola Koidim. So don't kill him. Why you kill him? He's not a ruthless murderer. Calls mind you those, we've been training him. Alim Kain Himisu. Fine. So, there we're talking about, is he a ruthless murderer that we should say, Kol HaKoidim Zocha, that you should kill him right away before anything happens. So there Rabbi Lozer said, Alibe Darish Lokish, no. If he kills, then we see that the Talbis do not help. Avo le'inyin im hiziku le'shalim nezik sholem eloi. Our Mishnah is not speaking about, he didn't kill. He is a clean slate. He didn't kill anyone. He never chepped a person. Yeah, he killed a sher, but a sher, the sher died. That's, but he's not a murderer. He's, he killed animals. Im Ezekiel is shalem nezik shalem eloi. So now we have a different shaila. Not is he a murderer, is he a born mazik? That means there's a muid and a tam. By all animals, the first three times, the becheske shimma kaim. So that what the Gemara says. Abelazar says that a Avom Hiziko Lishalem Nezek Shome Loi Baholo Yairi Midi Im Choshev Talbis Shalem Talbis. And that our Gemara says that they're not called them Talbis. So my male, if he's Mazik the first time, don't say, I never expected my sweet little cobra should do such a thing. No. And to be Mazik, he can expect that. So everyone agrees that there's no concept of talbis lagabi nizokin by a nochsh. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Shmuel, Ari b'Rishus Harabim. An Ari was walking in the Rishus Harabim. Doras. He went and was doiris an animal. And doras means, Rashi says, shaloi horgo, he didn't kill it first, elo mechayim ochlo. He ate it while it's still alive. He takes limb after limb and the animal is screaming away. He wants fresh, live meat. That's a lion for you. So memele doras v'ochel pota. He's pota. Why is he pota? That's how a lion eats. A lion does not, just like we understand a lion when a lion does not put it into the oven, it should be roasted meat. That's not a lion. He eats raw meat. A lion not only eats raw meat, he eats it when it's still alive. That's how a lion eats. So doras v'ochel pota. So shame. This is shame. That's how he eats. That's how a lion eats. Don't think that you'll teach a lion manners. That's how he eats. Torah v'ochel. If first he killed it, and then he took the pulse, he saw that it's dead. Oh, now it's dead. Then he starts taking limb after limb. There's something wrong with this lion. This is not normal. This is not a lion. Torah for ochel chayv. This is a mishunadik achila. This is not derech achilosa. So this is keren. So pei chatzi nezek. Then no pei chatzi nezek. The Gemara explains. Doras v'ochel potter kivin de uchele midris. This is how a lion eats. A lion is brutal. That's a lion. So memele, that's how he eats. Avalei kamei shochle peres v'yirokis. This is shein b'shus harabim. A lion doesn't eat peres and yirokis. He eats live animals. Avalei shein b'shus harabim apoto. Torah, if he killed it first and then he ate it, this is not normal. This is not the way a lion. This is a meshunadika achila. This is lavucheyu. So this is Karen. He will pay chatzines. Le memre, fregt de gemore, de treifel avuches. What are you telling me? That it's not the derech of a lion to kill. Voksiv arye toirev bidei guroysov. And arye is toirev. Toirev means he kills for his cubs. So Moses Bishvil Groysev, yet for the Kinderlech, he will not bring it Lebedikahate and then divide it for all his Kinderlech. No, he kills it first and then he brings it to them and he throws it down dead. Kinderlech, they have a meal. But that's Bishvil Groysev, not for he himself. Umechanek Leliv Oysov. The pasuk continues. A lion chokes an animal for his wives. He has a few wives, so he also brings them a dead animal. So Moses says, yeah, bishvil avoisa. For the wives also, he doesn't. They don't know if he brings them a dead animal.
the Yamale Teref Chayrov, and he fills up with dead animals, Chayrov, his hole, his cave, he fills up with dead animals. Sure, if he wants to store up, he wants to make a noitzah, that he does. He doesn't leave live animals in his cave, and if he wants a shemain in the cave, he makes sure they're dead first. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi Doras Shaloi Holgo Elami Chayimochla Pota Duchayu Bishem Bishusaram Pota Tora Shaholgo Vaochla. He killed it and then he ate it. Chayit the Lav Uchayi Vitildo de Kerenu Mishalam Chatzinezek Bishusaram. This is a Tilda of Keren. Vade Geroisav de Machul Geroisav. This is for his children. Yelodov. Alma Teirefi, so you see he kills. Mishani Bishvil Gairaisav Uche Larik. Ulahovi Leveisai Lefneim. That's the gears on the side. Avolitroi Felechel Hu Atzmoi Kihai, but to eat it himself. Lav Uche. Bekapor Vaksiva Mechanik Liliboisav. Alma Uche Larik. He kills. Umishani Bishvila Voisa for his wives. Voksivi Male Teref Khoirov, Mishali Bishvil Khoirov, Uche Lariglovila Khoirov to his caves when he wants to store meat there. Latznia, they'll store dead meat. Avolechel Miyad Lacha Hariga, but if he wants to eat right now, he's famished and he will not bother to kill the behemoth. And then sit down to eat, ki hodesh mu, lav ulcheyu. This is not ulcheyu.